The unemployment rate in Alaska last month was 6.5%. That translates to over 28.2 thousand Alaskans being officially classified as unemployed. Alaska's rate is still lower than the national rate, which was recorded last month at 6.7%. Caroline Schultz is an economist with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development.
The U.S. rate is probably going to continue to decline, at least in terms of the longer run trend. Of course, there are always small ups and downs in both the U.S. and Alaska rate. Of course, I don't know which month it's going to be where the U.S. rate is going to drop below Alaska's rate, although it's very likely that it'll happen sooner or later.
The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development confirms that unemployment rates increased last month in 23 of the 29 boroughs and census areas in Alaska. However, the department says this is typical for February. The Southwest region continues to post the highest regional unemployment rate at 14.1%. The rate in the northern region was 10.5%, and the rate in the Gulf Coast region was 9%. The Southeast region also posted an unemployment rate of 9%. The rate in the interior region was 8.1%, and the rate in the Anchorage-Matsu region was 6.4%. The unemployment numbers only represent those who are officially classified as unemployed. The numbers don't take into account those who are underemployed or those who are outside of the existing labor force. Schultz took a look at all of the available data and estimates that roughly a third of all adult Alaskans don't hold down a wage or salary job. Schultz's calculations include all adults over the age of 16 who are not institutionalized or in college. She then used that same method to take a closer look at some areas in Southwest Alaska.
The Wade Hampton census area, for example, that's one of our areas of high unemployment consistently throughout the year. And when I looked at this new not employed rate that I made up, it's over half of adults are not working, do not work at all. So that's maybe not surprising when we consider economic conditions out in Western Alaska. The Bethel census area is similar, just under half of adults aren't working. The Dillingham census area is closer to two-fifths of adults aren't working.
The official unemployment rate in the Dillingham census area was 10.4% in February. That's down from the 11.5% recorded back in January. The unemployment rate in the Bristol Bay Borough was 11.3%. That's up slightly from the 11.1% recorded back in January. The February unemployment rate in the Lake and Peninsula Borough was 11.6%. That's up from the 11.2% recorded in January. The highest unemployment rate in the Southwest region was the 25.8% recorded in the Wade Hampton census area. That's up from the 24.9% recorded back in January. The unemployment rate in the Bethel census area last month was 17.4%, which is up from the 16.3% rate recorded back in January. The February unemployment rate in the Aleutians East Borough was 8.7%. That's down from the 9.6% recorded back in January. The rate in the Aleutians West census area was 5.2%. That is down from the 6.6% recorded in January. A look at some other areas around the state shows that Anchorage posted a February unemployment rate of 5.7%. That's also the rate recorded in the Kodiak Island Borough. The Fairbanks North Star Borough posted an unemployment rate of 6.7%, while Juneau had a rate of 5.6%. The unemployment rate in the Northwest Arctic Borough was 18.3%. Caroline Schultz says it's too early to tell, but she suggests that some of the indicators point to strong fishing and tourism seasons in Alaska this year.
It does seem like those drivers, especially talking about tourism and talking about fishing, commercial fishing, and then, of course, seafood processing, do seem like they're going to be coming in a little bit stronger in 2014 based on the numbers we've already seen and anecdotally, of course. What's going to continue, of course, to soften Alaska's numbers are government losses, particularly federal, but then also that's trickling into some local government, and then state government, and it continues to be flat.
The February unemployment numbers can be found on the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development website at labor.alaska.gov. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.